السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam.
Today is the first Jum'ah of Sha'ban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Mubarak Sha'ban and allow us to reach Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan, allow us to have this Ramadan witness to us, not against us. And give us inshaAllah a blessing Ramadan, Mubarak Ramadan, with Laylatul Qadr inshaAllah. And give us inshaAllah afu inshaAllah, which erase all our sins inshaAllah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today something came in my heart in the time of Jum'ah is the amana. I'm sure you heard it before, but this time is a covenant. When you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a promise, and he will fulfill his promise. And he said, and nobody like Allah, he will never break his promise. In meantime, about the Muslim, about the mu'min, the one who keep the covenant, the one who do not break the covenant between him and Allah. And the covenant, a lot of us do not understand. It started with the shahadateen. To embrace Islam is a covenant between us and Allah. We bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. What it means is a covenant to be Abdullah according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This covenant, you can implement it in your health, your dieting, your relationship, your love, your belonging, how to save your time, how to guard your time, because everything is part of this covenant. For example, when I was young, somebody told me, he was a beautiful sheikh, and he break it down for us. He said, the time is an amana. You have to fulfill the covenant of this time to be for Allah. Your health is an amana. You have to take care about your health as a covenant between you and Allah. Your relationship is amana, is a covenant, and will be questioned about it. Parents, husband and wife, is an amana, is a covenant. And this covenant to help each other to go to Jannah, to establish the deen of Allah in earth, to spread the message, to be a role model, to take care about the needy. All this is a covenant, a covenant. I want you to remember this, and you can go check it out in Quran, how many verb and how many verse about the covenant. وَلَا تَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. Don't betray your amana, don't betray the covenant. There's a lot of verses like that, I can send it to you later on. But the bottom line is covenant. And this covenant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he check us how much we fulfill the covenant and not to break the covenant. And a lot of people misunderstand. We can make mistake, but we should be still carry the covenant. You have a children, is a covenant, is a message, is an amana. Will be questioned about it. What we give them, what we're living for, what the purpose of life, even our feeling, our heart, our money is an amana, is a covenant, will be questioned about it. How we gain it and how we spend it, for what purpose. This is really absence of our life today. We think we are, but we're not. Because if we fulfill the covenant between us and Allah, this will not be the condition of us as an individual, will not be condition of us as a family, will not be the condition of us as youth and children. It will not be the condition between us as a husband and wife. We do not have it, my brother and sister in Islam. We're not fulfilling the covenant between us and Allah. We think we do, but we don't. Covenant is big. And look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He emphasized the importance not to break the covenant between us and Allah. Hold the covenant between us and Allah. Take care about the covenant between us and Allah. Please, I beg you for Allah, go study this topic. And always check your niyyah, your intention about the covenant. Extremely important. Extremely important. Extremely important. And now, something else. This covenant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to fulfill it with the obedience of Allah, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the best manner and best conduct for sabilillah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the most closest people to me, yawm al-qiyamah, among you, is the one among you with good manner and good conduct. May Allah make us among those, insha'Allah. And today, we are in Sha'ban. We should prepare our thinking, our thought, and think about the covenant and how much we are really living the covenant or want to be living the covenant and how much we are belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, covenant, covenant. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about Bani Israel, He talk about Yahya alayhi salam, He talk about us, He took from us the covenant. What meaning He took from us the covenant? He took from us the covenant, and it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it mithaqan ghaliza, a very heavy constitution. Will be questioned about it yawm al-qiyamah. I hope inshallah me and you understand the magnitude and responsibility about this covenant. In every aspect, think about it, realize it. Because every moment, every breath, every thinking, every feeling, every time, every money will be questioned about it. Dunya and Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live the covenant for Sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make the right decision to fulfill the covenant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah allow us to enter Sha'ban and enter Ramadan with the right heart, with the right covenant to gain the blessing and rahmah and forgiveness and erase our sins and make us among those who purify from Jahannam, insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do our best in this Mubarak month, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Prepare yourself, my dear brother and sister in Islam. May Allah accept us all and make among those, insha'Allah, who gain this covenant to gain the Jannah, insha'Allah, the ultimate beautiful resident, the one, it is the real resident, because we have no resident here. Like Imam Samarqandi, what he said, the faqih, the scholar, the one who knows, in this land, this life is not our resident, and our real resident, insha'Allah, Jannah, and hopefully is not Jahannam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.